Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I pose some challenging questions to the president of the Friends of the Garland County Library.
Something that sells really well, too.
When you're going through a big pile of books like that, do you ever find any surprises?
Oh, yes, we find little treasures all the time.
We also chat with some friends of the Friends.
I love the Friends of the Library. You know, it's very important in life to keep friendships.
Yes.
And no greater relationship do we have than with our Friends of the Library group.
We reminisce about some of our favorite bookstore haunts of the past.
And you go there and you would be afraid to take a book that a mountain of books would fall on you.
All this, plus our weekly trivia challenge, coming up on Garland County Library's Library Beat. All right, Karen, we are walking towards our destination. Do you want to tell our listeners where we're headed today?
Today we are headed to the Friends of the Library sale room to talk to some friends of the library. So it's kind of like a field trip, but inside.
Before we left on our field trip to the other side of the building, I spoke with some fans of the Friends. This is Mr. Howard Kilby.
Greg, it's an honor to be at the Garland County Library. It's my favorite place in Hot Springs, other than West Mountain Drive. I have been a life member of the Friends of the Library for about 20 years.
Wow.
And that's a very easy accomplishment. I think at that time, you just contribute $100 to the Garland County Friends of the Library, and you're honored then for the rest of your life as a life member. Personally, I think it ought to be a lot more. It ought to be donate $1,000. Then you become a life member. I love coming to the library. When I walk in the library door, the first thing I do is head back to the Friends of the Library book sale room. And that accounts for why when I go to my apartment, I have a little trail that I go through. But I love books, and we are so fortunate. I used to live in the Boston-Cambridge area near Harvard and MIT. And if you went into a used bookstore, the book that you buy here for $2 would cost you $65 in Cambridge.
I know that you buy books very, very frequently. Are there any particular books you found in the bookstore room where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I found this?
Yes. Once I got a book by Bob Hope that was signed.
Oh, nice.
That was fun. And let's see what else. I have found so many wonderful treasures here. Oh, here's one. Michael Murray was the president of the Hot Springs Haiku Club, and he got COVID and pneumonia as a result and then passed away. And we had a haiku conference, and I had given Mike one of John Stevens' books as a gift, and John was the featured poet for the conference from New York. And so I wondered after Michael passed away, what happened to his book? I was in the Friends of the Library book sale room. Boom, there's Michael's book.
Wow.
And I gave it to Tony Webb, who is the tech master in the computer section.
Well, neat. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Howard, and for supporting the Friends of the Library. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the Friends?
Come to the Friends of the Library book sale it's in September, I think.
September.
I volunteer for that, and that's one of the best events on the calendar of the year.
Excellent.
Well, thank you very much, Howard. And this is Chris Hall, who you might remember from our Locker Talk episode.
Well, I'm the type of person who keeps like a curated list of just everything that I'm interested in. So different authors, different classics, anything that might interest me. Every now and then I go over there because, you know, I write in my spare time. I'm looking for a specific thing on a certain topic for research purposes. And I've had good luck, you know, just finding and stumbling upon the right thing that I was looking for. You know, at one point I was like, oh, I need something about the Comanche. And I go over there and I found, you know, Killers of the Flower Moon. So you never know what you'll find in our bookshelf room.
What's the most surprising thing that you've found over there, if you can think of, like an item you thought, oh, well, I would never find that at the Friends of the Library book sale, and then there it was.
Well, I found Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, and that might...
Movie.
The movie, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, yeah, it was over there. like brand new, like a DVD. That was shocking. I found, you know, Folio Society editions of, you know, Mark Twain, or, you know, even his less popular works like his Joan of Arc books and things like that. I was surprised to find those over there.
Right.
And we're constantly getting, you know, donations. I mean, people bring in boxes and boxes of books and donate them, or movies, or if you can find video games over there. That's shockingly, sometimes you'll find some good video games. You never know.
And this is Library Director Adam Webb.
I love the Friends of the Library. You know, it's very important in life to keep friendships.
Yes.
And no greater relationship do we have than with our Friends of the Library group, who provide all sorts of funding for programs and outreach and reaching out to kids and all sorts of great stuff. If you are a fan of bestsellers and you like that our wait times are short, that is thanks in large part to the Friends of the Library, who help us with our book leasing program, where we can order multiple copies of bestsellers and not have to spend a whole ton of money on it.
Right. They also give us a lot of programming money, too.
They sure do, yeah. They give us funding for Book Fest and for summer reading, for a lot of our outreach visits to schools. They do all sorts of great work.
Now, back to our friend's field trip. We are making our way right now, and we're going to go see who we can pester over there.
Yeah. We just passed the magazines and periodicals and all of that, so we're almost there.
Here we go. There's one customer I see browsing. And we are going beyond the do not enter door or emergency exit only.
This is
a podcast emergency. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. We are working on our weekly podcast for the library. And we were hoping we could observe what the friends are doing this morning. But it looks like maybe you're the only friend in town.
Peggy always gets here at 9. She'll be here in 20 minutes.
Okay.
And I don't know. Everybody's going to straggle in today, I guess.
Right. Well, do you mind if we just talk to you for a minute or so?
Yes. I don't want to be on a podcast.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Perfectly fine.
I'm just not.
You're not.
As photogenic as I'd like.
Well, this is just audio.
I'm going to take this for a book club.
Okay.
Because we've got a book club and we're reading this one.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah. Are you on air now?
No. Well, it's not actually broadcasting, but I am recording. But if you don't want to be on the recording, I will delete
pictures.
No, it's just audio. Does does that change your mind about maybe talking to us for a minute?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll be helpful, but...
All right. Would you mind introducing yourself to...
Fox, Friends of the Public Library, volunteer.
Very good. What made you decide to become a Friends of the Library volunteer?
I love books.
Right.
And I like working with books rather than people.
That is totally understandable. What did you do before you became a friend of the library?
You mean volunteer work?
Sure.
Well, when I retired and moved back to Hot Springs, because I grew up here, I wanted to do volunteer work, and I wanted to do with not people.
Right.
And so books, which I love, and cats, which I love.
Books and cats. And here we are, people intruding.
No, that's okay. It's not everybody. I'm just not good with the public.
I totally understand.
What did you do? You retired from? What did you retire?
I was a legal secretary in San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Neat.
Wow.
Somebody from California here.
That's right. There's quite a few of us, actually. You know, I've got several neighbors who are from California.
Just wanted sort of a quieter kind of life, and probably much more affordable, too.
Much more affordable. My Social Security would not cover rent.
Right. Very good.
I'd have to give up eating.
Yes. So,
I do the children's books, the magazines, the cookbooks. So I do the children's room during the annual sale in September. Please come.
Oh, yep. Very
and,
good.
So I'll be sorting through those. And
so for our listeners, we're in the Friends of the Library workroom, where y'all get tons of donations. People come and ring the bell back there, and they might have a couple of boxes, or they might have a truckload. And then we'll bring them in here and stack them up. So when you volunteers get here, what do you do with those big stacks of books?
We just start sorting through them, categories, pricing. Some things have to be recycled. And, you know, if they're not real clean or if they're moldy or something, people bring them up for their basement. And so that takes a lot of time. And we have a lot of books upstairs, too. and what we don't have down here, we put upstairs. So that's what we do. We sort them and price them and get them on the shelves.
And get them on the shelves so people can come and buy them. Well, we definitely appreciate all your hard work and effort.
It is hard.
Yes, it is. Books are heavy.
Books are heavy.
And sometimes they're also moldy and...
dusty and... all sorts of stuff. But most of the stuff we get is really good. We have some really wonderful people who give us books.
Yes, that is so
true. And we're
grateful
for it. We're really grateful.
Yes, and the library is grateful that y'all come and take care of all this for us.
Karen and I left Nancy to her books and solitude and came back a little bit later to talk to Peggy Young, the president of the Friends of the Library.
And we're in charge of this mess right here. We spend our time sorting the books, cleaning up, putting things back where they belong,
right,
pricing, and then putting things out into the sale room.
I apologize for the audio. That loud thwacking sound in the background is our new friend, Nancy, organizing some of the book donations.
The donations that come in, we basically sort into categories. Any book that's, for instance, we have a section for mysteries, we have a section for novels, romances, nonfiction, history. We pull these donations out of the boxes and the bags. We price them and put them up on the shelves. Then we fill in as things go along. Sometimes we'll get books that are a little bit older or not quite 100% conditioned, so we throw them onto the quarter racks, and right. So we sell a lot of quarter books.
Very good. I know you have a sign outside saying there are certain things that you are not taking.
Yeah, what we decided to do, there are some items that don't sell well or take up a large amount of shelf space. Since our space is limited, we don't take things like textbooks because no one really wants textbooks. Right. We don't take encyclopedias. We've stopped taking cassette tapes and VCR tapes, that sort of thing. They're a little bit too, the technology is too old, and we simply don't use it, and people don't buy it. So what we try to do is put out what we know that the public wants, and we sell them. We sell a lot of books every month.
What's your number one seller category?
Probably mysteries. We have and sell more mysteries than anything. But we have smaller categories. We have books on gardening. Westerns are very popular. Nonfiction is extremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
Nonfiction don't stay on the shelves very long. We put them out there, and next time we come in, most of them are gone. So that's something that sells really well, too.
When you're going through a big pile of books like that, do you ever find any surprises?
Oh, yes. We find little treasures all the time. We do. We will get books that are really very old or something kind of rare. We also get books in that are signed by the authors or sets.
Money.
Pardon?
Money.
Oh, yes. We found a book with a $100 bill in it last week.
That's
a people, nice. We find photographs. We find bits of money. We find airline receipts. People tuck things into their books and forget they're there. We try to return what we can. We put the photos out to see if anyone wants them. We also get some books on Arkansas history, Hot Springs history. We separate them out. Anything that's unusual, we have a section in the window. We have some shelves that we want to highlight certain books or books that are rare. And we now have a shelf of new releases. We get books in very often that someone has purchased, read, and brings them in, and they're brand new. So we put them out there. So you can get a very recent book for just a few dollars.
Right. I know your prices are very
reasonable. We try to keep them in a certain range. Sometimes we'll find something rare, and it'll be higher priced. We have some books we're selling online now.
Oh, neat.
This is something one of our volunteers has set up for us. Books that are a little bit unusual or very rare, we're going to try selling them online.
How would people find those online?
Many of them are on Facebook, and I believe he's working on an eBay account.
Oh, neat. Oh.
So it's something that we're experimenting with because he has set up things like PayPal, things where we can take donations online now.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our Facebook page, there's a button that will allow you to make donations online now. We're just exploring every avenue we can to raise money for the library, because everything we raise in here goes back to the library.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah, we don't keep any of it. I mean,
Right. Very
rarely do we have an expense back here unless it's to repair something.
Right.
But,
I know we get calls sometimes asking, when is the annual book sale? And and it will be in September.
The end of September. We have moved to September when COVID came up. it just simply was too difficult to hold the sale at the time we normally did in the spring. Plus, mm-hmm. now that Oaklawn has expanded their season, we found we were sort of stepping on a lot of interesting dates at Oaklawn. Mm-hmm. So when we were able to get back in after COVID, we moved to September, and it's worked very well. It gives us a time frame where people are no longer going to the track or they're not doing summer vacations. And we've had a good turnout the last 2 years, so we're going to stay at the end of September.
I know people get excited about the annual sale, but I think there are some people who are not aware that this room is open.
Yes.
Whenever the library is open,
our book room is open.
Right.
We keep it as well stocked as we can. And as you can see, there's a pile of donations in here today. We will go through these. And puzzles, I know during COVID, puzzles were very popular, mm-hmm. but we have a whole group of puzzles out there. Yeah. And as you can see, we have more. And we only charge a few dollars for most. Every once in a while, we'll get something really rare and expensive. It might be a few more dollars, but it's an easy way to get a puzzle, work it, and bring it back. We do get a lot of things back, so.
Right. Peggy, you said that you had been doing this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
When I first moved here, one of the first things I did was come to the library. And I found out that there were a group of volunteers back when our book room was way in the back of the library where the computers mm-hmm. are now. And they invited me to come and help sort things out a little bit, and I just sort of stayed, you know.
And you're still here.
And I'm still here. Probably will be as long as they'll let me.
Have you noticed any particular changes in people's like book buying or donating habits through the years?
I think COVID had a big effect. I think everyone in the world cleaned out their books during COVID. It took us nearly a year to get caught up.
Wow.
Once the donations started coming in. And they would bring them in pickup truckloads. We had a lot. It took us a long time to get through them all, get them properly sorted. Even now, you know, we have more books than we have shelves for, so we have places to store. But we use just about everything that comes in. Every once in a while, we'll get books that really we can't use, but it's not common. If we can sell it, we will.
How does someone become a friend of the library?
They can either go to the checkout desk mm-hmm. and pay a $5 fee for a year for friends. If they're interested in volunteering, we're here Monday mornings and Thursday mornings. They'll come in, we'll just give them a grand tour and see if it's anything they're interested in doing. If you're not able to do a lot of physical work, like putting books on shelves.
It is pretty physical.
It can be. We have volunteers who just sit and prize mm-hmm. Or who just straighten the shelves out.
Right.
So. It's not something you have to do every day. If you can only come on Monday mornings, that's great. If you know you have an hour on Thursday mornings, we'll very welcome to come in and work for an hour. So it's very flexible.
I talked to Howard Kilby yesterday, and he
said
he was a lifetime member of the firm.
Yes. If you prefer to buy a lifetime membership, it's $100, and it will keep until you go on. Howard helps at the sale every year. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does whatever we need done, carries books out to the parking lot, you know, just whatever we need. He's very good. And we have volunteers like that that work the sale every year that might not necessarily work in here on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful for all of them.
And one of the benefits to actually becoming a friend of the library, A, you're supporting the
yes.
library and supporting the friends, but also it gets you into this sale a day
yes.
early, right?
We have a Members' Day sale. It's the first day of the sale. It gives you first choice of anything that's in here. And it allows us to give just a little perk mm-hmm. for the money that you donate. But your $5 goes to the library anyway, so
right.
it just gets you a little bit of bonus for doing that. But we do plan on having our 2-day sale again, and our first day will be for members. So.
Very good. Well, Peggy, I think you've answered all of my questions. Is there anything about the Friends of the Library or your sale that you would like people to know that we haven't asked you about?
Well, let me think. Not that I can think of offhand. And just, you know, if you're in the library, just come back in the back corner and browse.
Come back and
You'd
browse.
You'd be amazed. And right now we have a card of John Grisham.
Oh, nice.
We had a huge donation of John Grisham books over the last year or so. Mm-hmm. So we decided to put them on a cart. And you can buy a very nice John Grisham for like $2 or $3 at the most.
Right.
So if you're a fan, and when we sell those, we'll put someone else back out.
Right.
And we had books. We highlight books periodically. Like this month, we're highlighting books about presidents for President's Day. So
nice.
We're always rotating. We have a lot of children's books, very mm-hmm. nice children's books. And we have a volunteer who does children's and young adults, so she keeps that section. But we do get some very nice donations for children's. And children's books are expensive in the stores.
They are, definitely.
So you can come here and buy a nice set of children's books for just a few dollars.
Right.
Yeah, that's something we like to emphasize. But we have people who come and just shop the quarter racks, which is great.
Right.
You know, we don't discard anything as a rule. We do get books sometimes that are torn or very dirty or even wet occasionally. Mm-hmm. So we can't sell those,
right.
But we do our best with everything that comes in.
So you're finding most of the books good homes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
You can tell from the stacks in here, most of these books are in very nice condition. And, you know, there's a very large gardening book, there's a big stack of mysteries. We have pretty much one of everything,
you
so
do.
Just come in and look around.
Well, it looks like you have plenty to do, so we will
yes.
get out of your hair. I've been asking, in preparing to do this, I've asked a few people, like, what's the most unusual thing you found in the friends room? Because you can come back here and you'll find something that you would just kind of blow you away. Like, how did that get there, you know?
Yes. One thing that's, we always look for these. We get some very unusual old books. And like we sometimes, these are new releases. These have not been out very long.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a set of books on Star Wars and Star Trek we're accumulating and putting into a section.
Right.
We have magazines. Our magazines are 10 cents a piece. And they're fairly new. We don't keep real old magazines. So mm-hmm. just come in and, you know, for a few cents, you can buy a box full of magazines.
And help out the library.
And they do sell... We sell magazines very quickly.
Well, Peggy, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Yes, well, we appreciate the publicity. As I said, we could use it today. But, you know, if you look through here, just these are cookbooks. We have just, over the last couple of years, as people have cleaned up, they have brought us tons of cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to feature these.
Oh, that's a good idea. Some
yeah.
people collect
yes.
cookbooks.
And sometimes they just like to read them.
Right, yeah.
And but, you know, as you see... We have a huge selection in a lot of categories.
Yes, this is a book person's paradise.
Yes, if you like books, this is a good spot.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Nancy,
we talked to Nancy a little bit earlier.
Oh, bye. See ya.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for a physical therapist in Hot Springs? Local therapist Jason Wagnon has opened his own clinic right on the corner of Central Avenue and Amity Road. Wagnon Physical Therapy is dedicated to providing personalized care for patients. Whether suffering from a recent injury, preparing for or recovering from surgery, or dealing with a problem you've had for years, give them a call at 501-701-4339 to set up an appointment today.
Well, Karen, I think we had a very nice visit with the Friends of the Library today.
Yes, we did. And I just want to mention that the money they make goes back into the library, and that's how we do all of these programs.
Right.
Our book clubs, we buy, I think, probably 10 books that we hand out. So the money you spend goes right back into our programming and our summer reading program right. and all kinds of things. So we do appreciate when you come in and purchase from the book sale room.
Absolutely. And you can find some great stuff in there. You and I are both... I would think sort of bookstore people.
Like yes, sir.
Going way back, I've enjoyed going to bookstores
oh, yeah,
as
fine.
Long back as I remember. I think we've both worked in bookstores, too.
Yes.
You worked at Walden Books.
The Walden Books of the Hot Springs Mall.
Right. And I worked at Brentano's, which I think was supposed to be sort of the...
The cousin to Walden Books.
The upscale city cousin.
Oh, I don't know if it was the city cousin.
And I worked in a couple of other ones, too. I know in Hot Springs now, we do have a big box store, and I don't want to say anything against it because it's great that we do have a bookstore. But what has kind of disappeared is like the smaller, independent, and used bookstores.
Yes.
As far as I can tell, and if any listeners can correct us, we can bring it up another time. But I don't think there are any more used bookstores in town except for the Friends of the Library.
Friends of the Library, and we go thrifting the flea markets. Sometimes you'll find books there. We went on Saturday out looking for some Nancy Drew books. But a bookstore, I don't think there is one, a used bookstore.
Right. So, yeah, you've got your flea markets and thrift stores. Some of those have great selections. And the Friends of the Library, obviously, you can find some great stuff there. But we were going to reminisce a little bit about some of our favorite bookstores of days gone by, because Hot Springs used to have some really good ones.
Yes. And you go in there and spend hours just looking at all the little paperbacks and the hardcovers. Oh, man, it was so much fun.
Right. One of my favorites was Jay's Uniques.
Yes, down on Whittington.
Down on Whittington, and I think it was aptly named because it was a very unique kind of store. He had like some antiques and things in one part of the room, or one part of his store, because it was huge.
Yeah.
And the other part was just all these old paperback books, and you could spend hours in there, and I did spend hours.
Yes.
And I talked to another one of our good customers. She used to enjoy going there, too, and she said she loved it because you could smoke in there.
The days where you could smoke in restaurants and stores. that's funny. Yes, and you could spend hours in there. I remember going in there and just like, man, just going through all the little shelves.
And they weren't in any kind of order.
No order.
They were just in there, and it was all, most of them seemed like they came from the 70s, which must have been kind of the paperback heyday.
Well, yes, and I don't even know when Jay's Uniques went out.
It's been several years, but up around the time that I started working here at the library, which was 2008 or 2009, I think it was still around then, because I remember going on my days off and spending way too much time there.
Oh, yes.
And coming home with stacks of books that I didn't need. But, you know, he had all these ones, sort of like the vintage paperbacks.
Yes,
where
the Noor.
Right.
The saucy-covered paperbacks. Oh, those are my favorite.
Right. So I found tons of them there. I used to sort of collect them. I've tried to not collect things as much as I
because you like to
used to
declutter.
I do like to declutter, but I love going there, and they're all like 50 cents too. Yes. You know, so you could spend like a whole day there and spend like $2.
Yes, but it was so much fun to go through. I like the old Mickey Spillane books with that cover on.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Yes, so I still find them in when I'm going through my personal books when I'm not decluttering. And it'll be stamped on the inside, Jay's Uniques. Another one that I think we both enjoy going to was Lambert's.
Oh, love Lambert's because it was so chaotic. And you go there and you would be afraid to take a book that a mountain of books would fall on you.
Right.
It was so, but I love that. Yes,
it was.
So
it was run by this very sweet older couple, Mr. and Mrs. Lambert. I believe he was a veteran. And they were both involved in, they would like go around to nursing homes and sing. I would hear them talking about that when I'd be in there. Because again, I spent hours in there too. And you would hear them talking to their customers. And they were on Ouachita, where I believe there's like a bridal shop now.
But I don't know what's there now.
It would be hard to describe to anyone who has not seen this store how much stuff was in there.
They had it packed full. No order.
There was some order. They had different sections, but the sections weren't very well defined.
Yes. But I loved it because you could go in and you never knew what you were going to find. And again, it was just so packed full of books. I don't know where they got all their books.
Well, it seemed like, you know, I remember going there in the early 70s, and originally they were a little further up Ouachita before they moved to this location. But my mom and I would go like every Saturday, and it was at the time where you could like trade in books. So you'd bring some swaps, and they would write you out like a little credit slip, and you'd have your credit slip that you could keep in your wallet for their 40-cent books, you know. And so it was a lot of fun. But, you know, at some point, we've noticed here with people donating things to the library, people just don't seem to be buying as many books as they used to. I guess they're getting ebooks, and they don't want as much clutter. But this seemed like sort of the swap shop heyday. And somehow that heyday passed, but they never quite realized it because they would have – I remember just looking at their shelves, and they would have, you know, like 15 copies of Airport by Arthur Haley.
Great book and movie.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't a great book,
but
there might not have been 15 people who needed to buy that, and apparently there wasn't.
You never know.
That's true.
Well, you know? Oh, that's funny. I love that. I love the old bookstores where you go in and just and they had that smell. Mm-hmm. It could stay all day. Just looking, and you didn't go in there with something that you were actually searching for. You wanted to find treasures.
Right.
Oh, yes. That was the heyday of the bookstores, the old used bookstores.
There was also one out on like Mountain Pine Junction.
Yes, I went to that one. I forgot the name of it.
Just Books.
Just Books.
It was a little too neat and organized for my taste.
Yeah. It's not there anymore because that strip mall is not there anymore.
Right.
But I had been to that one a couple of times. And there was one on, I want to say 3rd Street, but it wasn't 3rd Street. Anyway, it was one over there by the old Earl Gill.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about Earl Gill, too, where you could go and look through the 45s.
Yes, and I don't know if it stayed there very long or not. I just remember going in the 90s, I think it was maybe the last time I went to a bookstore like that, other than the flea markets now.
There was one, and I think it might have been a predecessor to Jay's Uniques. It was on Whittington, too, but it was a little further down. And it's completely gone. It was a little old lady, and I want to say it was called Yesterday's Books.
I remember that name of it.
But just kind of vaguely, and it was kind of like dark and dreary.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it was a little old lady, and my assumption is that, like, Jay bought her out and then moved it down the street. But I couldn't swear to that. If any of our listeners have the inside scoop on what happened to some of these bookstores, we would love to talk to you. We need to announce that someone has won our very first
swag bag.
Our very first swag bag. We try, sort of uncharacteristically for us, to record these a little bit in advance, and we've done a good job so far. So our first episode about our fun stuff collection dropped last week.
Yes.
And we finally have a winner of our first trivia challenge. So now that we have a winner, and we can announce that it is Kenneth Allen. Congratulations,
Mr.
Kenneth.
Kenneth Allen, yes.
Good job. He is the winner of a swag bag. We can refresh our listeners' memory on what that question was and give them the answer.
Yes, it was about board games.
We wanted to know when the game Battleship got introduced by Milton Bradley. And we did some research, and there may have been some predecessors to Battleship that were very similar, or games called Battleship, but this was when it was mass produced.
Right.
And the answer to that was 1967 by, was it Milton Bradley or Parker Brothers?
Oh, it was Milton Bradley. I don't know.
We're going to say Milton Bradley. So congratulations to Kenneth. We have a new question this week related to our trip down bookstore memory lane. One bookstore that I did not mention, but it was one of my all-time favorites that I went to when I was a young child, way back in the olden days of the 1970s, when we would just go downtown Hot Springs
you'd
window shop and spend a day. Well, one of my stops every week along with Lambert's was a bookstore that was located at, I had to look this up in our directory because it's not there anymore. It was located at 520 Central Avenue, and it was a new bookstore, but they also had record albums and cards and things like that.
Yes.
But I just loved to go there. I bought tons of books there. I remember I bought my first copy of All Creatures Great and Small there.
Oh, cool.
And I remember seeing Princess Daisy there.
And Judith Krantz.
Yes.
A classic.
And, one of my best friends at the time, his mom had been reading it, so he knew where the saucy parts were. So we read that in this particular bookstore that I'm not going to name because that is our trivia question. What is the name of the bookstore that for many, many years was at 520 Central Avenue downtown?
And don't get angry if you can't find it.
That's a good clue. Karen, we have a special prize this week for our trivia winner.
We sure do.
We talked to Peggy Young, who we talked to earlier with the president of the Friends of the Library, and they have agreed this week for our trivia winner to win a $10 gift certificate to the Friends of the Library book sale.
Yay!
Which is an excellent prize. We might be able to throw in a swag bag, too.
Maybe a swag bag.
Possibly. But if you know the answer to our trivia challenge this week, Karen, what do people need to do?
They need to go to our email, which is gcl@gclibrary.com, and in the subject, put Library Beat.
And give us the answer to our bookstore trivia challenge.
Yes.
I think we've covered everything this week, don't you, Karen?
I think we have.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And thanks to our guests, Howard, Chris, Adam, Nancy, and Peggy. And also thanks to Katie, who we interviewed, but I forgot to press the record button. Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio.
Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.